Message number 525. Virgin Mary, when I waited with the apostles in the cenacle for the descent of the Holy Spirit, it took 10 days of preparation. Wednesday, August 22, 2012 at 09:18 p.m. My child, the wilderness in which my children find themselves in the world today is because they do not know how to be given the gift of the Holy Spirit. Just as I taught you, it takes a long time to be given the gift. It consists of a very tough journey before any of God's children can be made worthy to receive this special gift. When I waited with the apostles in the cenacle for the descent of the Holy Spirit, it took 10 days of preparation. Although these holy, devout and loyal servants of my beloved Son were promised the gift, they were not fully prepared spiritually to be given the gift. I, their beloved Mother, had to help them prepare their souls. It meant teaching them the importance of full surrender of their free will. To become worthy, they had to understand the depth of humility to which they had to succumb before they were ready. Some of them thought that they had learned everything from my Son. However, this was a sign of pride, and when pride exists in you, you cannot receive the holy gift of the Holy Spirit. To receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, you must become little before my Son, like a small child. There can be no room for pride or arrogance. Yet people today who claim to speak with authority about the way in which my Son speaks fall into a trap. They, when claiming to be knowledgeable about spiritual matters, speak with an arrogance which does not reflect the graces which are given to those who genuinely possess this great gift from heaven. Those who have been bestowed with the gift of the Holy Spirit are submissive to the wishes of my Son. They are not boastful. They are not aggressive. They do not criticize another using the name of my Son to do so. They do not mock others when proclaiming their interpretation of His holy word. They do not preach hatred. When my Son's disciples were prepared by me, many arguments took place. It took some time before they finally accepted what was expected of them. Only then, when they understood how only humility of soul can allow the Holy Spirit to enter, were they finally prepared. I urge all of God's children, especially those who believe in my Son, to ask me, their Mother, to allow me to prepare them for this great gift. My child, it took me a full year to prepare you, and this was no easy featuring. Do you remember how hard you found it to say my Holy Rosary? How hard you found it to surrender your will and to prove your humility? Now that you have received the gift, it does not mean that you can take it for granted. You must continue to pray, remain humble of heart, and seek redemption every single day, for just as it is given, so too can it be taken away. I ask all those following these messages to pray for the gift of the Holy Spirit. It is not enough to pray just the once and say that you have received the discernment you asked for, and to then cast aspersions on these divine messages. If you do this, then you have not been given the gift. Please call on me, your blessed Mother, to help prepare you through this crusade prayer. Crusade Prayer 74, for gift of discernment. O Mother of God, help me to prepare my soul for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Take me as a child by the hand and lead me on the road towards the gift of discernment through the power of the Holy Spirit. Open my heart and teach me to surrender in body, mind, and soul. Rid me of the sin of pride and pray that I will be forgiven for all past sins so that my soul is purified and that I am made whole so that I can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Mother of Salvation, for your intercession, and I await with love in my heart for this gift for which I yearn with joy. Amen. Remember, children, come to me, your mother, to help you to open your soul to receive this wonderful gift. When you receive this gift, I will take you before my Son. For only then will you be truly ready for the next step on the stairway to spiritual perfection. Mother of Salvation,